joining us on the line ahead of a massive day tomorrow. Champion trainer Chris Waller. Chris, morning to you.
Good morning, boys. I'd much rather be training horses in the Everest than facing those bounces. <for sure. laughs>
Well, what's the energy been like this week, Chris? Because we've got crowds back, which is going to be great to see. And can you just feel something a little bit different as we get back to that sort of normality and having a big day on track tomorrow with the punters there?
I guess you just can in general life, just everybody getting back to some normality. And yeah, with that, we're rewarded with a race day, with a massive race, and it's a much talked about event. 400 metre sprint, fastest horses in the world, and basically it's spoken about for a whole year in anticipation, and here we are on the eve of it tomorrow.
Chris, with all the success you've had, mate, do you still get nervous?
Yeah, I do. I do. I guess it's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you could probably relate to it. It's what keeps you going and what gets you excited. And yeah, the anticipation this week is just making sure the two horses we've got on the Everest are healthy, and you don't want them coming down with a fever, leg problems, or you name it. It's just like any other sport, but the more involved you are, you realise how important every day is and their well-being. So, yeah, what, and it used to be the same with Wentz. I used to just sigh a massive breath of relief once you get them to the races. So basically when Saturday comes around, you've done your job and the rest is out of your control.
How much more pressure do you feel, Chris, knowing that, you know, when you were training Winks, but now Nature Strip is favourite in the Everest, having that favourite tag, does it worry you? Does it concern you? Or do you feel that extra pressure knowing that you've got the number one seed in a big race?
It used to, Laurie, but as you would know as well, when you've been to a certain stress point or level, as we've been with Winks and other situations, you do get used to it, but you get those little nerves and anticipation. But look, if you've done everything you can and you've had a trouble-free preparation or build up towards an event, you can't do any more. So I just hope they run well for the punter's sake, because there's always, the horses always get criticised if they don't run up to their best. But I'll know tomorrow once they get to the races that I've done everything and my team have done everything we possibly can. So that's something in itself.
Chris, what does it look like preparation-wise, sort of a week out to such a major race for two horses? And again, I'm assuming two very different horses. So is their preparation so different, or is it quite similar?
It's quite similar when you're running over the same distance. And 10 days prior to the race, so last Wednesday, we gave them what we call a jump out. So out of the barriers, they jumped out over 800 metres, which is not quite the 1,200 metre distance they're racing over. They worked together. They basically ran 95% of their speed. And I made particular notice of how they recovered. So if they're puffing hard, they still need a little bit more. They actually both pulled up pretty well. So they did a little bit on Monday morning, so 6 days out from the race, and now it's 5 days out from the race, and this week's just been very straightforward. So you can't do much in the last week. You can't get a horse just in 1 week, and if anything, you'll do more damage. So yesterday morning, 2 days out, they just basically went what we call three-quarter pace over 800 metres, and it's just basically a canter around the park. And this morning, they're just pottering around, keeping happy, but doing enough so that they don't get too fresh and above themselves.
Chris, Nature Strip is third crack. Explain how and why you've approached this preparation differently.
Because we've failed the two. There's not much difference. It goes really well fresh. So some of his biggest wins have been off 28-day breaks. And each time going into the Everest, the last 2 years, he's been going in after 14-day breaks. So look, you can look into things too much. But he obviously runs well fresh. He's keen and more explosive, perhaps, than other horses. they need a run. So with him, we've just backed off a little bit over the last 4 weeks and hoping that he's ready to run up to his best fresh.
And your three-year-old home affairs for the Coolmore team and Glenn Boss, to what extent do you see another yes, yes, yes in home affairs?
Well, they carry less weight. So he carries 53. I think the other boys and girls, well, the boys, older boys carry about 59 and the girls get a 2 kilo allowance. So he gets about 6 kilos off them. Because of his age and experience. So I guess it's a big step, but weight is a contributing factor. If he needs to do everything right, he needs to be able to cope under that pressure. So they'll go faster than he's ever been before, and they'll maintain that speed. If he can maintain that speed and still sprint with 200 metres to go, he's going to be a genuine chance. But because he's never raced at that intensity before, it's just a bit of an unknown. But some cope and some don't. It's just like taking a cricketer from Shield games to an Ashes or NRL game from just normal rounds to a grand final. It's just that intensity is just so much different. Mm. Some cope, some don't.
Who do you see as the biggest threat in the race, Chris?
I guess there's the Jitra. He's been running very well and was storming home strong behind Eduardo and Nature's Trip. He's a really good horse, and that team, Joe Pride's team's got him flying. I think they're the main ones. You've got Mask Crusader that's running well, and the punters normally get it right. The market's a really good guide, and obviously Southern Classic Legend, who won the race last year, and we saw with Red Gel winning it two years in a row. It's a certain intensity that suits certain horses, and it's obviously a race that suits them. So there's a few, but I sort of tend to stay out of that, and the form students do their job and normally get it right.
It's obviously a big few weeks and a big day tomorrow as well in Melbourne. What's your best Caulfield Cup hope, do you think?
We've got four runners, but they'd all want to improve a little bit. I don't mind Charm Star. She was very unlucky up here in Sydney in the Metropolitan, and she's a filly that's sort of unexposed and still improving, so hopefully she can lift.
Also, heading towards the Golden Eagle, is Kiku heading that way?
Yeah, she will. Yeah, it's an intriguing race, massive prize money, and it's another big event that Peter Valandis and Racing New South Wales have brought on board, and rivaling the Victorian races on the same day. So, Kiku will head there, and hopefully one or two others, because I think the race rivals the prize money of the Melbourne Cup. So it's a massive day.
Now, you've also got a new owner on your books, and we're pretty keen to ask about. I don't know how many phone calls you've had from him demanding.
Tell him nothing, Chris. Tell him nothing.
But a filly called Pretty Wild has an M Clark in the owner's list.
Right. well, so far unbeaten. See what comes of her in the next
few
months, I guess.
Yeah, there you go,
Clarky. That's like I told you, mate. He's busy, man. He's got a lot on. My Little Pony. She's just taking the time. There's no rush.
And just before you go, Chris, we've got a text from a listener. I have a huge opinion of Fangirl. No, it was only a maiden win last start, but there's a bit of X factor. Should I back her tomorrow? Asks one of our listeners.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Mm. She's running in the regional Ellen tomorrow, and we thought enough of it to consider running her in the flight stakes last week, but we opted against that. So, she's in the right grade tomorrow, and she'll be very hard to beat.
Well, Chris, thanks so much for your time this morning on a very busy morning again. And you'll be happy to know that none of your horses are in Loz's multi today. So that's a good thing for you.
Fair enough.
Don't listen to them, Chris. They're immature, these guys.
Thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Guys.